Yeah, you really hit it, the nail on the head there with all of the factors that have made things like expedite requests and multiple motions to continue, et cetera, necessary right now. You know, with U visas taking 5 years and judges trying to speed things up as much as possible in court, this has become a really important part of my practice in the past like 3-4 years. And so I guess the goal of talking about expedite requests is really just to encourage folks to file them. You know, the first time someone advised me to do that, I was like, USCIS isn't going to expedite this U visa. Like, what are you thinking? And now I've filed like 6 this year, and I actually got one granted for a case that was filed in September of 2019 for a U visa that they expedited. So, you know, it's totally worth the time. It's not going to happen every time. I also got 3 that were denied, but it's worth your time. So 2 ways to do it, and I recommend both at the same time. Ask ICE to do it. They'll probably say no, but sometimes they say yes. I think as late as like October, November of last year, they were still routinely asking to expedite U visas for me in Houston. And that has slowed down quite a bit this year, but you know, that could change again, and it's worth asking, especially if you have a sympathetic TA that you might have a relationship with. So that's, you know, that's kind of explained here on this slide. There's a couple of memos that you can cite to. You know, if it's a U, there's a specific memo on that. If it's T or VAWA, there's one that's just kind of more general. Ask in writing, and then keep that, you know, hold on to all that stuff for when you go to file a motion to continue later, because even if ICE says, no, we're not going to ask for it to be expedited, our policy is we don't do that anymore. We don't do that for someone who's not detained. I hear that a lot. You know, the judge might find that persuasive that they're refusing to do something that's really easy for them to do. So that's the first way. And then the next slide. The second way is to just do it yourself. Ask CIS to expedite the case yourself. So these are the criteria that they consider. I put humanitarian situation in bold because that's really the only one that ever seems to apply to my clients. But certainly if you have a case that fits into one of the other ones, try argue that too. And on the next slide, I have a little bit more detail on, you know, what those humanitarian factors actually can look like. So I argue a lot because I work with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. You know, I argue a lot of times, like, you know, my client is just like in limbo, not knowing what's going to happen in her case. And that's exacerbated the trauma she experienced when she was victimized. And here's a counseling letter showing how hard this has been for her. And by expediting her case, like, you, USCIS officer, you can make that stop. So that's been successful occasionally. We also argue a lot of times if our client has youth citizen kids that are, you know, on benefits or need access to benefits, or they're having trouble accessing services for their kids because they don't have a work permit, we'll play that up. And then, of course, you're going to talk about the fact that your client's in removal. And that's another reason they need this case expedited, but don't make that the primary reason. I've had really nasty, quick rejections when I just said, you know, hey, my client's got a merits hearing coming up. Can you expedite this? And CIS doesn't care. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear the other stuff. So you can include that, like include that there's a hearing notice with a date, but don't make that your only reason. I don't think there's anything else on expedited requests. Amelia, do you have anything to add on this topic?
Nope, I don't. So, okay.
Oh, sorry, there is one more slide. Sorry.
Go for it.
So yeah, just last, you know, ditch effort, ask the ombudsman to help. Again, you're building a record. You're going to include that fact in your motions to continue. The ombudsman has a more limited ability to help with this kind of stuff right now than they did in the previous administration, but they'll still ask, they'll still try and contact CIS on your behalf. So, you know, put that request in, document it, and include it with your motions to the court.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, Libby. So now let's say the expediting request didn't go fast enough and your client has a court date imminent. What do you do? Okay. So one thing that I would like to point out is that if your client is eligible for either you or Tierra Vawa and your court date is coming up, go ahead and have it filed to at least have the receipt notice or at least proof that you've sent the actual application. Be prepared. I think that increasingly showing up to court and saying, well, we haven't filed it yet, but you know, my client is eligible. Judges, it starts the whole case on a bad foot, even if the judge will give you more time to do it. But if you already see that you're going to be requesting a motion for a continuance on the basis of a pending you or a Tierra Vawa, then I would certainly